Charlotte Little has recently graduated from Robert Gordon University with a Bachelor of Law. She was her university's Disability and Inclusion Champion. She was awarded Full Scarlet Award and a Student Voice Award, and she was also president of RGU Film Society. She is an outspoken campaigner and regularly writes about disability and accessibility within film and television. She also joins me on the line now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh no, we'd love to have you here. So it must have been a very, very busy few years for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hard of hearing and I'm partially sighted, and university was quite a daunting prospect. And when I was 18, I was definitely not as confident as I am now. So I decided that I wanted to really become a more well-rounded person. And so I got really heavily involved with my student union in second year, and it just kind of grew from there.
And you also, amongst all of this really heavy study load for law, you found that maybe this is not the direction you want to head when it comes to your future career.
Yeah, I mean, I went into law thinking I wanted to do law and practice it. And it's an amazing degree to have. I do not regret it at all. I learned so much, working as an individual and a team, researching, writing, just kind of learning how to communicate with people and how to present. And it definitely helped my confidence and helped me to write in a certain way. But I think about third year, when I was probably getting more involved in society and doing more like radio and film events, that I was really interested in going down the film route, because I was always interested in film and television, but I didn't really think of it as a career for me personally. But I hosted RGU Film Festival, and I just loved it, and I decided that I should give this a go.
And there is a reason you're also pursuing it, because you want to see change within the industry to make it more accessible.
Yeah, I mean, doing all these film events and doing my film writing on the side, I saw that there was a gap in terms of disability representation, both on screen and behind the scenes, and even just in film criticism. And I think having experienced a lot of kind of letdowns in the cinema industry, and having to only go to the cinema like once every few weeks because I have to watch caption showing, I realized that something has to be done about it. And, you know, I don't want to wait around.
Because change needs to happen. And if it starts with you, it's going to be amazing. And I'm guessing that's why the big career change.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just realized I was more passionate about it. I mean, I might go back to law, you never know. I might realize when I'm 30 and broke that I should have stuck with it. But I think, you know, now is as good as time as ever to see if this is the career I want to go down. And I'm really interested in film programming, and I want to get more experience in programming festivals and cinema schedules. And I also really enjoy writing film reviews or essays, or even just writing about disability and accessibility in the industry.
Was it quite a shock to your family when you said that you might not be pursuing a career in law?
No, I don't think it was a shock. I think they just wanted the best for me, and I think they know that, you know, there's no point in being unhappy in a job, but you also need to earn money. So I think it's just about being practical. And also, when you're disabled, it's so much harder to find employment, especially, I think, in the media industry anyways. So I think I was just being realistic about it.
Do you often get people maybe looking at you, realizing, because the condition you have is Usher syndrome, realizing that you have this condition and thinking, why are you pursuing a career in film? Like, why do you want to do this?
I mean, I think when I use a red and white cane, I have for a couple of years now, and even if I go to the cinema, or even an art gallery or anything like that, you always have people looking and thinking, why are they here? How could they enjoy visual media? Could they just automatically assume you're completely blind? But yeah, because we don't see disabled people acting in disabled roles, and we don't hear about disabled journalists or anything like that. So I think people do automatically assume that it's not a viable career.
So we've obviously mentioned there's quite a few things you've been involved with, you're still involved with, and one of those things is it's a local charity. You're involved with NESS.
Yeah, Northeast Sensory Support Services. They invited me to be a director on their board about a year ago now, actually. I actually got introduced because one of my lecturers at uni is on the board, and she knew I was pretty active with my union. So they invited me along, and I had already, you know, because they're a local charity to me, I already had been involved with them growing up. And it's definitely been a great opportunity.
Obviously, we're amongst the coronavirus outbreak right now. Did that affect your studies? Because you've just graduated, so it must have not been easy.
Yeah, so I was in my final semester when the coronavirus kind of hit its peak in the UK, and when the lockdown was happening. And I think it must have been about mid-March or something when the universities started shutting down. So I moved back home and did my studies from there. And I'm quite lucky because law is mostly a research. My degree wasn't necessarily that practical, the modules I'd picked. And so I managed to do most of it online, and most of my assessments were courseworks anyways. And I only had one exam, which I did online this year, which was very strange, never done that before. End of my university career was basically logging on, writing for a couple of hours and logging off, and that was the end of it for me.
So now that you're finally free, what's next?
What's next? surviving the outbreak, I guess. And I'm just searching for opportunities in film programming and film writing. That's the next step for me.
It all sounds very exciting. Charlotte Little, it was wonderful speaking with you on RNIB Connect Radio, and hopefully we can keep in touch and hear how you're getting on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.